how about we take an imaginary tour right now? Imagine that it's now the 12th of October, and you're going to take me through the library and tell me what's all going on for Art Night. What do we see?
Well, once you get off the shuttle buses, which take you to all of the art venues around Pasadena for that night, you come into the main hall, and you're going to be surrounded by 9 or 10 different art performance venues, all within the library grounds. There are going to be children's activities in the courtyard and in the auditorium. There's going to be classical music in the children's room, but we're especially pleased with some of the visual arts that we're going to be presenting this year. The two big visual arts presentations, one is the adaptive recreation people from the Recreation Department and City of Pasadena, where you have people who are physically or mentally challenged in various ways expressing themselves on canvas. And it's an incredibly moving art display that's there for that night. And that's going to be in the Centennial Room of the library at the East End. But the part that I'm involved with that I'm really excited to tell people about, we do a graphic novel creators, sort of a gallery and salon. And what we do is we have writers and artists come in to present all aspects of things related to comic books, graphic novels, cartoons, and so on. And so the idea is that they'll be set up at tables around our humanities room, and people will be going in and get a chance to talk to them, to ask about the creative process, to learn about techniques, to see works in progress. And we deliberately select writers and artists at all stages from, in one case, a man who's been in the comics business since the 1970s, to people who are just entering the field and doing what are called zines, privately produced little one-off publications of graphic arts, and everything in between. We've got an art instructor from the Art Center who teaches the art of storyboarding for animation. We've got an animator who's also going to be putting on an animation festival a few days later. We've got cartoonists who work in one-panel format. We've got graphic novelists who have self-published or been published through different publishing companies. We have the writer who just did a Total Recall comic book last year leading up to the movie. And so we have a wide range of people with a varied background. And the whole idea is that they're there to share their experiences, to share their skills, and share their background with the public. And we have a vendor's table where you'll be able to buy things and get them autographed if you want.
Oh, how cool. I'm intrigued by that 1970s animator and cartoonist and the perspective he would have.
Well, he was a writer and editor at DC Comics. His name is Elliot S. Magan. And one of the things he was famous for was turning Wonder Woman back into a non-campy character after the 60s.
Wow.
He also wrote some of the best Superman stories during the period after the 60s because he thought that Superman's powers are not the story. It's Superman's judgment, his moral structure, what he does with those powers, that's the story. And that's why his stories, I think, were some of the best around at that period. But he was really instrumental in getting DC away from the campy period. And then he left and became a teacher for many years. And now he's back pitching a graphic novel project. So I talked him into coming to Art Night.
Oh, he'd be amazing to talk to, that. He's going to have a line practically out the door waiting for him, probably.
Well, we're hoping that people will have a chance to do that. And the idea is you come in and sort of mingle, and you go from table to table. We are going to have over a dozen different tables of artists and writers set up, so people will be able to move around at their convenience and talk to the ones that they're interested in.
We have a lot of people here who are interested in creating comic books. Tell me about the one who's going to be giving instruction and lessons.
Well, there's one who is from the Arts Center, and we're hoping to talk her into coming back and doing a workshop this coming summer because we've done that before. What we have during the summer, we actually teach art lessons for teens at the library. And we're hoping to work up some more ideas for different workshops like this where we might be able to do something for adults later. But the main emphasis right now is for teens. But she teaches at the Art Center, and she teaches storyboarding for animation. So at Art Night, she's going to be showing what a storyboard is, how you turn a writer's words into what you see up on a movie screen when it's animated. So she'll be talking about that and teaching that during the evening, just a little primer. A lot of these people are going to be showing techniques during the evening of drawing with pencil or with inking. But others will just be there to talk about how they do what they do, how they craft a story, how they shape it into visual form, and so on.
This is going to be so much fun. Now, are you yourself, in addition to being a historian, also an artist and illustrator?
No, actually, I did spend 5 years as an art director for a magazine, which is how I have my background in that. But also, I was a comic book retailer before I went into the library field.
Did not know this about you, so I am talking to an expert. In terms of that, what would you say to anybody that wants to be a comic book designer now? How have things changed? We've already talked about how things changed with the Superman comic, but anybody that wants to design comic books today, what would they need to know?
Well, the main thing you have to do is really apply yourself and develop your skills, because you're probably not going to become rich as a comic book artist unless you do something really spectacular. But you can have a satisfying career and a lucrative one if you're good and if you care about what you do. And those are really the two important things. The skill part, you have to have it there, or else most people aren't going to want to hire you. They're not going to want to hire you while you're learning the job. One of the writers that we have coming, before he got his first big publication break, was doing small presses and independent projects for over 10 years. And that's not something that's going to pay the bills very well. So you might not be able to go full-time into a field like comics. In addition, especially here in Los Angeles, there's a lot of competition for any form of illustration job. There are writers here in Los Angeles who make use of the internet to collaborate with artists literally all over the world on projects. And it's not necessarily because they can't find an artist in LA who suits their needs, but it's because they found one somewhere else who suits their needs, and so they stopped looking here. And so it's actually a very competitive situation compared to what you would think just because of the internet. The ability to share the images, to send scripts back and forth, is something you didn't have in the old days. And so you can have an American writer collaborating with an Italian artist. I spoke to a webcomic creator a while back who was living in La Cañada, but his artist was in Russia and his co-writer was in England. And so that's something that you have to deal with, where the job itself may be halfway around the world, even if you're doing a good job for someone.